Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, you stretched out your arms of love on the hard wood of the cross, that everyone might come within the reach of your saving embrace. So clothe us in your Spirit that we, reaching forth our hands in love, may bring those who do not know you to the knowledge and love of you, for the honor of your name. Amen.
Amen.
Would you please be seated? One of the things that happens often in my house is the playing and watching of YouTube videos starring kittens. Kittens are a very important part of our life. As I was reflecting on Good Friday and this time that we have together, one of those videos came to mind. It was about a kitten who had been hurt, who had had a kind of abusive owners. And it was brought to a safe house and placed in this little place that it felt was safe. And then in the video, a female cat, not the kitten's mother, comes into view and comes close to the kitten. And the kitten is terrified. It's hissing, it's scratching, it's hitting at the cat again and again. And instead of getting angry, instead of running away, the full-grown cat lays down. And over the course of this couple-minute video, it intersperses different scenes. But this kitten is so angry and so scared, it just keeps hitting and hissing and spitting at this mother cat, until eventually its fight spent. The kitten realizes that this cat is not going to harm it, and it lays down next to the mother cat and goes to sleep. The collect, or the prayer that I read at the beginning of this sermon time, is from our service of morning prayer. And it says, Lord Jesus Christ, you stretched out your arms of love on the hard wood of the cross that everyone might come within the reach of your saving embrace. Jesus stretches out his arms of love on the cross so that everyone might come within the reach of his saving embrace. Not the righteous, not the holy, not the people who answer all the questions right on the tests, not the people who know how to act at a cocktail party, not anyone in specific, but everyone. No one is excluded from the reach of this saving embrace. Sometimes we don't walk closely enough to Jesus for him to reach out and hug us. But it doesn't have anything to do with the Jesus who hangs on the cross. He has stretched out his arms of love for everyone, including you, including me. Another image that came to mind as I was reflecting on this evening was that of a tantruming child who's starting to lose control and become violent. We had friends who had, they eventually adopted children from the foster system, and they went through a training that said, especially as kids get older and the tantrums are coming, there's only one thing you can do. You can't talk down a tantruming child. You can't reason with a tantruming child. And when the child is actually lost all sense of control, all you can do is wrap that child up in a hug. And let that child hit you. And let that child squirm. But you tell that child again and again that they are okay. That everything will be fine. That you are there for them. You see, there is something deep in us, what the church throughout time, what the scriptures calls sin. And it is this desire to do it our own way. From the very beginning of our story, we turned our vocation to name and to tend God's abundance into blame, into a refusal of that call. And we see throughout the scriptures again and again that when God comes near, humanity fights back. Humanity throws a tantrum again and again. So we should only expect that when God comes near to us in the person of Jesus Christ, when God becomes a human being and lives our life and walks the pathways of the world, that we human beings are going to fight. But Jesus does not refuse us. Jesus still goes to the cross for us so that he can spread out his arms of love to pull humanity into his saving embrace. And he lets humanity fight. He lets humanity scream. He lets humanity scourge him and torture him and kill him. But he will not let go. His love runs that deep. The arms of love hold us, takes all of us in, rejects none of us, holds on to us as we hiss and spit and scratch until we finally let go, until we finally find our peace. There is an epic poem you probably have heard of called The Inferno by a poet named Dante. And anything that you think you probably know about hell probably comes from Dante's Inferno. The whole idea that hell has rings, and the further down in hell you get, the worse the punishment is for different types of sins, that's all Dante's Inferno. And one of the things that I find striking about this story that Dante has is that at the very bottom of hell, you would think the deeper you go, the hotter it would get. No, at the very bottom of hell, it's ice. And the reason it's ice is that Satan is there, bound up, frozen, and he is flapping his wings. He will not find his rest. And so he is held there at the bottom of hell forever because he is forming the jail in which he finds himself. And if he would just stop, if he would just find his rest, then the ice would melt and he would be free. Our Eastern Orthodox siblings have this idea that the victory of Jesus Christ on the cross and in his resurrection is so complete and so transformative of everything that has existed and will ever exist that God's victory will only be complete when that fallen angel Satan returns to him. Whether or not that's true, I wonder about us. And I wonder about the prisons of ice we find ourselves in because we will not stop fighting. And I wonder what it would be like if we looked at the cross tonight and saw Jesus' outstretched arms as love. That maybe what's holding us back is not some arbitrary thing that God is placing on us. But what is holding us is, in fact, those arms of love that will not let go until we find our peace in Him. Friends, as we continue this service, we will pray. We will hear Jesus' rebuke from the cross. We will bring the sacrament that was blessed last night, the blessed bread and wine, back into the church and consume it, all of it, so that Jesus is sacramentally no longer present here in the church. We are in this way reenacting, we are in this way participating in Jesus's once for all death for the world, in which he embraces humanity in a love that will never let go. So I invite us, friends, as much as you can tonight, let us find our rest in him. In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.